You're listening to episode 9 of On the Line, the series written and directed by Bridget McCohen and produced by Heather McLeod. This episode features the song Delusional, composed by Guillermo Pessoa, and lyrics by Bridget McCohen. Also featuring the voices of Carrie Doran, Brian Moriarty, Gareth Stack, Christina Matthews, Claire Blennerhassett, Bridget McCohen, Dave O'Grady, Heather McLeod, and Melissa Nolan. This series was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
On the line, sorry you can reach me cause I'm on the line, doing fine, can't be talking to you cause I'm on the line, leave your name and number cause I'm on the line.
You have reached On the Line. To listen to your messages, press 1.
Man in white gets out and runs to the reception room, Bruce Lee movie room.
Hello?
Hi there, Goldilocks.
Kira, that's all I need. I thought you'd stop calling. Well, there's no use you threatening me. I didn't do anything, and I'm not afraid of you.
I'm not calling to threaten you.
Oh, okay. What are you calling about?
I just wanted to talk.
Why?
I don't know. I don't really have many people to talk to. It's hard being a mother. I'm alone in the house all day with Mikey. Sometimes I think I'm going crazy.
Crazy? You never.
And I remembered how close we were back at school.
We were? Yeah, of course.
So I just thought I'd call.
Oh, right. About what?
I know I've been mean to you in the past. This isn't easy for me to say, but I'm sorry.
What?
You were right.
Good. Thanks. About what?
You know, all that stuff you were saying.
The Sperminator? All that stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, God, what's he done now?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, right. I heard your programme on the radio. It was very good, very funky and fierce and stuff. Lots of attitude, in a good way. Groovy, you know?
Thank you. What are you up to these days?
Oh, I don't know, you know. College, studying economics, and just hanging out.
Economics? Isn't that fierce dull?
Yeah.
Nothing else going on?
No.
I heard that you and Pete broke up. He was moaning to Michael about it.
Oh, yeah, we did. But apart from that, nothing.
You still hanging out with that crowd from school? Sarah and Amo and Jono?
Not really, no. I mean, yes, I suppose. Things are complicated.
Oh? How so?
I probably shouldn't tell you.
Come on. I haven't had any good gossip for months. I've been talking to a 3-year-old. Do you have any idea how boring they are? It's all Barney songs and building blocks.
I can imagine. Where is he now?
Watching High School Musical. That should buy me an hour or two. So, what's the gossip?
I really shouldn't.
Angela?
Okay, you know Jono?
I do. Haven't seen him for years.
Well, these days he's gone very spiritual and bisexual and has dreadlocks.
Well, he is from Ranelagh.
Anyway, it's possible, not confirmed, mind you, but possible, that there may be something going on between Jono and Sarah's mother.
What?
Yeah, well, Sarah heard them talking on the phone and arranging to meet up. And apparently they said they shared some kind of a gappy love, which might not be the same as regular love, but nobody seems to know for sure.
Oh my God. That's brilliant. I mean, sucks for Sarah, of course, but from a gossip point of view, how old is her mother?
I don't know, about 40-something.
Oh. Oh, that's so priceless.
Sarah thinks it's because her mother's been a bit depressed and unstable since the accident.
The accident?
She was hit by a car and she's in a wheelchair now.
Oh, wow. That's even better. Jono's running around with dreadlocks, having an affair with Sarah's 40-something wheelchair-bound mother. I've obviously been hanging out with the wrong crowd. This is classic.
It's not confirmed, mind.
So what does Sarah make of all this?
Well, I mean, she's freaked out by the whole thing. Wouldn't you be?
Of course. I'd gut my mother like a fish if she ever did anything like that. I'd make a necklace of her toes.
Right.
Got to be awkward for Eamon, hasn't it? I mean, that's his best friend. Are he and Sarah still going out?
Supposedly.
Supposedly. What does that mean?
Well, they broke up. But they just got back together again. And I think Sarah's just desperate to have someone to support her with this whole thing with Jono and her mother, you know?
You don't think she's really into him?
Well, she dumped him. How much less into him can she get?
You always got along well with Eamon, didn't you?
No. I mean, yes, sure, I suppose. What are you trying to say?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Why? What's the gossip?
It's nothing. Just, we were getting on well. He's really a great lad. You know, he's fun and good crack and talented, you know, and kind of charming and really quite good looking. I mean, his hair is brown, but it's nice and wavy and he's got this great dimple. And it just annoys me the way Sarah treats him like he's just some nuisance, you know? He writes her songs and stuff. She doesn't know how lucky she is.
Isn't that the truth? Sure, wouldn't you and I kill to have some fella writing us songs?
Well, he did. He wrote me a song, I think. I think it was about me. He called me an acre of peace and stuff. It was really sweet.
When was this?
Just before he got back with Sarah.
Aha! The plot thickens.
Nothing happened, but just, you know, there could have been something. Maybe. If Sarah hadn't gotten in the way. And I just know she doesn't even like him.
That's really tough.
Yeah.
They'll never know how hard it is for us.
Us?
The ones who get taken for granted. Passed over. You have to fight, Angela.
You think?
I know! It's the only way anybody notices you.
Yeah, but it might be, you know, negative attention? That thing with Mr. Moriarty.
He's never made fun of my hair since.
True, but...
Stop being such a wimp. You think that Eamon fella can go around calling you up and flirting and writing you songs and then just throw you away when something better comes along? He doesn't respect you, Angela. Nobody's ever going to respect you while you bend over backwards for them.
I suppose...
Listen to me. You need to...
Dad,
not
Mommy.
Now, Mikey. Go back and watch High School Musical.
I then watch
High School Musical 2.
Dad,
I don't know. No.
Time
no. Mummy's on the phone. Don't you dare. Give that back. Mikey, give it back now. Mummy's getting very cross. Mummy's getting very, very cross. Don't you... Listen, Angela, I'd better go. Bye.
How are you? Duncan Mallory speaking.
Hiya, Duncan. It's Sorka.
Sorka, my little songbird. How are you?
Great, just great. I wanted to check with you what songs we should sing for that radio programme on Saturday.
Yes. Did I not tell you?
Tell me what?
They have, upon reflection, entirely unexpectedly, decided to go for another band.
What? You said it was all sorted.
Well, at the time, it appeared that it was.
You said it was all sorted.
Well, you must understand the music business. It's a business of ups and downs and ins and outs and roundabouts and swings and things. You never know what's around the corner.
Did you have an agreement with them or not?
Well, they decided that the Pop Tartlets were more suitable a band for that, slot on reflection.
But they offered the slot to you, didn't they? Or did they?
No, they did. They did, like, in fairness, but... Then they decided to change it. I'm vexed about it myself. I don't mind telling you. Mightily vexed.
What did you do?
What now?
What did you do? Did you mess this up for us?
Sorka, my darling, would I ever...
You're the manager of this band. You promised that we were singing on Saturday. You said that we were in. Now you're either lying or you messed up.
That's an extremely narrow interpretation.
You promised we were singing on Saturday and doing a half-hour show with interviews and stuff, and we are singing on Saturday, or else I don't think I want you to be managing this band anymore.
What? What's that you're saying? Don't be getting so hasty.
If you can't deliver on your promises, then what use are you to us?
But circumstances beyond my control.
Not my problem, Duncan. You sort this out for us or I walk, and I take my voice and my songs and my band with me.
Love the attitude, I have to say. It's that spirit and assertiveness that I really admire about you. Tell you what, it may be nearly impossible, but you're talking to the best of the best of the best here. If you have your little heart so set in it, then I swear I'll get you into that show on Saturday. By hook, or by nook, or by crook, or by cranny. How does that sound?
That sounds a lot more like it.
Just you wait and see. By hook or by cranny, you shall go to the ball, Sorcarella, and never be saying I do nothing for you.
Right. Well, just make sure that you do. Is that everything? You've no other news for me?
Not as such, no, just at the moment.
Right. Talk soon then. Bye.
Sorca.
On the line, on the line. Sorry you can reach because I'm on the line.
Tomorrow on Interstellar Cinderella, there's confusion all around as exposure to a freak wormhole causes Kiki and Pob to swap bodies. Will Ramo discover the truth before it's too late? Can Kiki get her real body restored? And if not, will Ramo be able to love her in its new form? It'll be another week of laughs, tears, and chaos for the crew of the EBS Honolulu.
Fingers on the buzzers! Which 1939 film starring Vivian Leigh and Clark Gable won 8 Oscars and was particularly famous for its dramatic staging of the Burning of Atlanta?
Mississippi Burning?
I hate my job.
A senior spokesperson has warned that the virus may be transmitted by breathing or touching others. People are recommended to keep human contact to an absolute minimum and to stock up on paracetamol. The news has been a major boost for the popularity of internet chat rooms.
Hello?
Paula, it's Duncan Mallory.
Oh, hi, Duncan.
I'm just calling to congratulate you on getting the Pop Tartlets onto that Ones to Watch programme on Saturday. It's great to see the band building momentum like that. I always thought it had wonderful potential. Gorgeous girls, really gorgeous. And their dancing is almost synchronised these days. And their singing's nearly as good.
Well, thanks, Duncan. They've worked hard for their success. I'm very proud of them.
And so you should be, Paula. So you should be. As I am of the band I'm representing, Suckin' Helium. Have you heard of them?
I'm afraid not. Are they just starting out?
They would be, yeah. Only just a few weeks in. Great voice in our lead singer, though. I'm telling you, she really is one to watch. So, anyway, I just thought I'd drop you a quick phone call and compare notes a bit on this Ones to Watch show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, we have to stick together in this business. Cutthroat and stab back it is, all together.
Right, yeah.
Thing is, they're offering Suckin' Helium 200 for our appearance. I know the Roof Rabbits are getting 300, which is fair enough because Suckin' Helium are just starting out, you know. I wouldn't be begrudging, but I thought I'd drop you a quick call and find out how much Pop-Tartlets we're getting. Our being at around the same level, so to speak.
Right, yeah, thanks.
So, how much have you been offered?
Duncan, can I call you back? I've got to make a couple of quick calls and I don't have a lot of time.
Absolutely. I understand completely. Don't you worry.
Okay, thanks. Talk soon, Duncan.
And you too, Paula. Take care of yourself.
I will. Bye.
Hello?
McGann. It's Kira.
I'm not afraid of you.
Don't worry. I'm not calling to threaten you.
Oh.
Although you are being a total idiot. If I were Angela, I'd have your guts.
What? Why? Angela?
She says you've been calling her up and flirting and writing her songs.
Writing her songs? I never said that song was about her.
So you haven't been writing her songs?
What else did she say?
You were flirting with her and then you dropped her the moment you thought you had a shot with Sarah.
She said that. That's ridiculous.
Really?
We're just friends, really. Whatever Angela reads into it is just her imagination. You know what she's like.
Who are you kidding, McGann?
I swear, I did nothing. Nothing.
So, you wouldn't be at all interested in Angela?
Well, I mean, as a friend, you know? She's a nice girl, but she's not... We're not... I don't think of her that way. Honest.
Oh, right. So I suppose it's just Angela being delusional then.
Totally delusional.
And was she being delusional about Sarah dumping you flat and then just taking you back up again like a lapdog when she needed someone to make her feel better?
Angela said that.
Like a lapdog.
When were you even talking to her?
Just now.
Well...
We're best friends now.
Well, you can tell Angela she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's just jealous because she broke up with Pete and Sarah and me are making it work.
That's what you think?
Would you stop trying to stir up trouble, you mad witch?
You're going to regret that, McGann.
Ooh, I'm shaking.
You should be.
Look, if that's all you want to say, then I think you're done here.
If you're sure.
I'm sure. Goodbye.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Sarah.
Eamon, hi. How are you?
Fine, fine. Absolutely fine. No worries. How are you?
Oh, not so great. I didn't sleep well last night.
Oh, right. That's terrible. You want to go out?
What?
You know, out to the cinema or something. The new Seth Rogen film is out.
Seth Rogen? Aren't his films kind of stupid?
Yeah, right. Whatever you want. We could see something else with Meryl Streep in it or something.
I don't know. I'm not really up for it.
Are you sure? It'd do you good to get out of the house. Come on, Sarah.
We're not starting this again, are we?
What?
You're always putting pressure on me.
What? No, of course not. I just thought, take your mind off things, you know. You've got to have a life of your own, you know?
Yeah, I know. Fine.
Really?
Yeah, sure, let's go. Not Seth Rogen, though.
No, sure, of course not.
When are we meeting, then?
I don't know, tonight, 6 o'clock.
Fine, where?
At the Spire, outside the Savoy.
Outside the Savoy.
Okay.
Great.
Sarah?
Yes?
Nothing. I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Tony Prendergast. How are you? It's Duncan Mallory here.
Oh, hello, Duncan.
I just thought I'd give you a call, just to check there's absolutely no chance of getting sucking helium onto the Ones to Watch show. You know yourself, God loves a tryer and all that.
Actually, yes, Duncan, this is a great timing. I've just had a cancellation.
A cancellation? Which show?
This Saturday. Is it too short notice?
Don't you worry. I can move a few things around and free up the time for you. We'll be absolutely delighted to be on the show. Does that mean the Pop Tartlets dropped out?
Well, yes.
I'm very surprised to hear that. I always thought of Paula Hill as a very reliable woman.
Well, just between the two of us.
Yes?
I had a thought I was very clear about the terms of the agreement, but she suddenly demanded €200 appearance fee.
Is that so? Well, I did try to tell you. Appearance fees are very much the standard nowadays. You have to move with the times, Tony. Not everyone is as far-sighted about promotional opportunities as I myself would be.
I have to say, I was surprised.
I'm surprised myself, Tony. Still, it's great news for me.
So I can pencil you in for Saturday.
You can ink us in on an ironclad promise, Tony. You can count on us. You can trust us with the lives of small children. We will be there and no mistake.
Ah, that's great. Thanks, Duncan.
You're very welcome, Tony. Sucking Helium are entirely at your disposal and will be playing and singing their little hearts out for you, making this show of yours a show to remember, to go down in history, for the ages now, mind. And that is a Duncan Mallory promise.
Looking forward to it. Okay, thanks, Duncan. We'll see you Saturday.
See you Saturday.
Okay, bye.
On the line, sorry you can reach me because I'm on the line.
Hello?
Hi, Angela, it's Sarah.
Sarah, hi, how are you?
Oh, you know, how are you?
Not so bad. Sorry I was weird on the phone last time. I was just really busy. But I'm really sorry to hear all about your mother and Jono. It's shocking, really. But I mean, you don't really know what's happened, do you? I mean, they could just be friends and all. It could be some sort of an inspirational mentor thing. You know, like in The Lion King? If Jono was that crazy monkey who hit Simba with the stick? Or if Mrs. Ryan was? Or something.
I really don't want to talk about it. Thanks, though.
Okay. So, what's up?
Just wondering if you wanted to come out to the cinema.
Okay, yeah. It'd do you good to get out of the house. The new Seth Rogen film is out.
We're not seeing that.
Okay, whatever you want. And we'll chat and catch up and stuff.
Cool. We're meeting at the Savoy at 6. Can you meet us then?
Us?
Yeah, Eamon's coming.
Oh, I don't know. I'd better not go. I'd be in the way. You two will want to be alone.
No, it's fine.
Ah, no, really.
I want to see you too.
We'll meet up some other time.
Oh, come on, Angela. We'll have a laugh. You know what Eamon can be like on his own. Kind of heavy.
He's your boyfriend.
So?
If you don't want to be alone with him, isn't that kind of a bit of a problem?
It's not that. I just want us to all go out in a group, like we used to. I miss that.
Can't you get Jono to go?
What?
Sorry, wasn't thinking.
Everything is so messed up. I just want to forget it for an evening. I want to have the crack again.
I don't think so, Sarah.
Come on, Angela.
Stop pressuring me.
You can bring Pete. It'll be like a double date.
I broke up with Pete.
What? When?
I don't know, a week ago.
And you didn't tell me.
It didn't come up, and things have been so crazy with your mum and Jono. I didn't want to steal your thunder.
But you actually broke up with him, face to face.
Well, over the phone, but yeah.
Why?
Well, you know, he was always putting me down and we weren't right for each other and stuff. You were the one who was always telling me to dump him.
Well, yeah, but you never listened to me before.
Well, I finally did.
How'd he take it?
I think he'll be okay.
Wow, I can't believe you actually did it.
Well, there you go. I did.
We should talk more often. I miss you.
Thanks. Me too. I mean, you too. I miss you too. We will meet up. Soon, I swear.
Okay.
You and Eamon have fun tonight.
Okay.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Is that Sorka McGann I'm talking to?
It is, yes.
Ah, how are you, Sorka? It's Duncan Mallory here.
Duncan, hi.
I have a bit of news for you, my darling songbird.
Have you? What's that then?
Never be saying I do nothing for you. I have bent over backwards and pulled a rabbit out of my shoe.
What?
I got you the Saturday show, a half hour on Sucking Helium, featuring songs and an exclusive interview on Ones to Watch. You may now begin to praise my name.
Are you serious? You're not messing me around, are you? I'm not standing for any more messing around from men, and so I warn you.
I am absolutely serious. I am indeed. As serious as Toothache, as serious as the Day of Judgment, as serious as the new Batman movies.
I thought they'd booked another band.
Well, they had, but you are talking to the best manager in the business, and I wasn't about to let a thing like that stop me.
But how did you swing it?
Be innocent of the knowledge, my dearest Chuck. You sleep the sound sleep of the just, while I go out there and get my hands dirty, fighting the good fight on your behalf. And don't you worry your sweet head about it.
What did you do?
Well, I won't lie to you. There was a little wheeling and dealing involved, such is the name of the proverbial game.
What kind of wheeling?
I wouldn't bother my brain about it.
Tell me.
You don't want to know.
Why?
It's just an uglier side of the business, is all I'm saying.
I want to learn. I want to learn how to be a success in the music industry.
Ah, dear Sorka, that's what you have me for.
Tell me, please, Duncan, tell me.
Well, I will only tell you this much then, but you are to remember my words. This is a rough and tumble kind of business, like, and you have to do what you have to do. There's no room to be making friends, like. It's all about having strategy. You understand me?
Right.
When the situation calls for it, you have to have the grit to make that chop.
Okay.
In the end, you have nobody to count on but yourself, is the truth of it.
I've learned that, all right.
And me, of course.
Right.
And to make a short one long, with the long and the short of it, it all works out, and you have your radio slot. Are you happy?
I'm very, very happy, Duncan.
Glad to hear it.
And you're still my manager.
Now, don't even be joking about that.
I won't.
Well, I'll swing by and pick you up with the van Saturday morning at 10:30, all right? You can call the others and make sure they're ready.
I will.
Good woman.
Duncan.
Yes?
Thank you. You did well.
You're very welcome, my darling songbird. I'm a creature of ruthless efficiency. Only be very thankful that you have me on your side.
Don't worry. I know the score. Everybody's only out for themselves at the end of the day, aren't they?
Ah, no. Don't be getting too hard. Remember, if you get bitter, you can't get better, my dear.
See you Saturday, Duncan.
See you Saturday, my little songbird.
You have reached the mailbox of
Angela Hayes.
To listen to your messages, press 1.
Hi, Angela. It's Kira. I just thought I'd share my latest dance track with you. I'm very excited about it. I've mixed it up from vocal samplings I made from some interesting phone calls I had recently and some of my very best beats. I call it Delusional. I'm leaving versions on Eamon McGann and Sarah Ryan's voicemail too. I'm sure they'll be as excited as I am about it. Let me know what you think.
Things are complicated. Things are complicated.
She's just jazz.
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 How much less intent can she get?
Jazz.
Things are complicated.
Sarah's just desperate to have someone.
She dumped him. How much less intent can she get?
Jazz. She's just jazz.
jealous. She's just jealous. There could have been something. Sarah's just desperate to have someone.
She doesn't even like him. She doesn't even like him. She doesn't even like him.
Totally delusional. She's just jealous. Totally delusional. She's just jealous. Totally, totally, totally delusional.
I never said that song was about her.
Jealous.
I never said that song was about
her. She doesn't even like
her. I never said that song was about
her. She doesn't even like
her. I never said that song was about
her. She doesn't even like
her. I never said that song was about her.
He wrote me a song. It was really sweet.
But I never said that song was about her. Totally delusional. That's ridiculous. Totally delusional. Totally, totally, totally delusional.
We're getting on well. He's really a great lad. Sweet, sweet. He's really a great lad.
Totally delusional. You know what she's like. Totally, 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 totally delusional.
We're getting on well. He's sweet. He's really a great lad. Sweet.
Fun, fun, fun.
Sweet. He wrote me a song. It was really sweet.
Fun, fun, fun.
Sweet.
I never said that song was about her. Totally delusional. That's ridiculous. You know what she's like. I never said that song was about her. Totally delusional. I don't think of her that way. Totally, totally, totally delusional.
If Sarah hadn't got in the way. 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 If Sarah hadn't gotten 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 in the way.
Totally delusional.
Well, what did you think of it? Before you ask, yes. I will be playing it on the radio. Never, ever mess with me, Goldilocks. Sweet dreams.
End of messages.
Oh, dear God.
You've been listening to On the Line. This series is written and directed by Bridget McCone and produced by Heather MacLeod. The theme tune for this series is written, produced and arranged by Tricia O'Keefe, and sound engineering by Dave O'Grady. To catch up with episodes, comment on the action and become a friend of the band, visit www.myspace.com/suckinghelium. Podcasts of the series are also available at www.ontheline.podomatic.com. This series was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Tune in again next Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. to catch episode 10 of On the Line.